Sarah Tomko plays a multi-layered character with many different roles in Resident Alien. She's a nurse, a friend to someone from another world, and this season, she starts to fully embrace being a mother. This is Sci-Fi Talk, the podcast on how sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and comics help us explore our humanity. Sarah Tomko, on the fine line of being a mother versus being a child's best friend.
Oh, first, hi, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you too.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
Nice to talk to you again.
From Comic-Con to here.
Yeah, we've had some, I feel like you've been with us since season one. We've had a few interviews.
Yeah.
This has been a really interesting new development for Austin J. And it's also a wonderful sort of experiment with that fine line between being a mom and being a best friend. And obviously Asta is trying not to mess it up. And she's realizing now that she's moved in with her and she's trusting her, you know, Jay is trusting Asta and she has her full attention and she has her in her hands. It's like she doesn't want it to fall through the cracks, you know? So we're really seeing a little bit of, I think a little bit of Asta has a Jay weakness, which we already knew, but it's forcing her to be a little bit more lenient in ways that she wouldn't normally be. I mean, if any other character in the show was like, can I crash with you for a couple days? Asta would be like, can you clean up the dishes? Don't make my house a mess. Like Asta's very, you know, as messy as she can be, she likes things still a certain way. It's an organized chaos. And yet with Jay, it's like, nope, she can do no wrong. Don't touch her. Don't even look at her. Don't blow. Don't blow out the candle. You know what I mean? Like it's very tender. And so it's been really fun to play this thin line between like wanting to be there for her and still being a mom. And so, you know, without giving any spoilers away, there is a beautiful moment we have in the finale where Asta addresses that very thing. And, and leading up to that, she doesn't really know. She just wants to say yes, 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 yes. But I think we can all agree that we need a no every once in a while. We need a boundary. Yep. We need a line drawn for our own safety, our own protection. I think it shows more love when you say no, because it's what's best for you. And we haven't seen Asta do that yet. So I hope, and I know what happens, but I do hope that that's what she does. And in the meantime, it's been really fun to get to be in more scenes with Kaylayla Rain, who plays my daughter, Jay. I love her. We've had a very good relationship since the pilot. We make a point to have little coffee dates when we're not shooting. And I think casting did a great job. She feels, she feels connected to me. She feels like if I had a daughter her age, she feels like my daughter. It feels really right. And it was also really special to go to the res with her. And I think it's episode 304. And sort of show how these two women who are both adopted don't really know where they come from or where they fit in. Asta's finally embracing that family again and being able to bring her own flesh and blood to this family that she truly does call and believe is her family. It was really special.
It certainly was. Great scene. Really great scene.
Yeah. And it was really great to, you know, I think in season one, we dealt with so much trauma for Asta, all the grief, all the shame of having given her up and lying to her and, you know, doing everything she can again to not mess anything up.
Yeah.
You know, it says a lot about Asta's character. And I think, you know, if I were to have a true growth of a character arc from the pilot to whenever we finish the show one day, hopefully not anytime soon, I would love to see that she's finally learned that it's okay to take up space, that it's okay to say what you want and to stand up for what you want, and that you do have love, and you, it's okay to ask for help.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's what she's trying to sort of teach Jay that now too. And it's a fine line.
There's more with Sarah Tomko, so stay tuned.
Obviously, your chemistry with Alice, doing the funny scenes together, but there was one dramatic scene, and that's where I really saw it, that you can do both with her. Talk about working with her. Was this like an instant connection? It sure seems that way.
Yeah, Alice and I were really good friends outside of the show because of the show. And when we first met, I love telling this story because I think it says a lot about us and it says a lot about Asta and Darcy. But she, literally the first time we ever worked together, she came to set frazzled. She was upset because she had lost her passport. And I knew that no matter what happened, we were going to have to get to a calm place in order to be able to work. And so I just embraced her and I just said, hey, we're going to find it. But right now, let's just take a deep breath and let's just get it out of our minds, because it's nerve wracking when you lose something, especially when you're international shooting in Vancouver and you don't know if you'll be able to. I mean, a passport's a big deal. It's a lot of paperwork. You know, you feel, when you lose something like that, you feel like empty a little bit, like you feel like you're lost. And I could see that happening to her. But I also, I didn't want her to take that energy with her into the scene work for her. You know, I didn't want her to be so thinking about that she couldn't enjoy herself and have fun with me. And so I just embraced her and I held her tight and I just gave her the biggest hug. And I was like, everything's going to be okay. And she just softened. And then I softened and we just held each other. And she was like, who are you? Like, this is literally like the first time we were working together. And she was like, what? Hi. And so thus began the relationship that Asta and Darcy have, which I think, I love that you mentioned understanding, you know, they work well together. They laugh well together, but they fight well. And this last episode, 306, I texted Alice just last night. I was so proud of her. I thought that scene work was incredible. Yeah. I mean, I really think she's a talented actor and comedian, and she's done so much for me in our scene work together in the show. But when you're shooting these scenes, you're so in it that you don't really remember what choices you make. That's for the editors. You don't. So when you finally get to see it, you're like, oh, right. Like there are full scenes I don't even remember shooting because I'm just so in it. And then I like get rid of it, you know? And this was one where I didn't remember her giving it to me so heartbreakingly. I mean, she really was natural and real and like it, those zingers. And I just remember my husband and I were watching it and I was like, whoa, Alice, like, whoa. And I just thought, man, I love how electric our chemistry is on screen. I love how important our friendship is in the show. I love that it's more important than us being, you know, even though she's had her experiences with Elliot and I've had my experiences with my ex-husband and, you know, the alien now we share, like, I still think it is really beautiful to just see two friends, you know, sort of a slice of pie, a two friends and a day in a life of their experience together. And part of that is being brutally honest. And I think when we do, it immediately is just like so hard to watch, but it's so truthful. And it's just been so wonderful to work with her. She's an incredibly giving, kind scene partner. We feel really safe with one another. We have since day one. And I think that's really important, to feel like you're safe with your castmates. And I'm so lucky. Everyone in this show is just so, so wonderful.
Speaking of that alien, I always thought that Asta was kind of a surrogate parent, mostly in the mostly telling Harry, no, you can't do that. You cannot do this. You cannot do that. And in Harry's case, I mean, he's never experienced human emotions, and now we see the what happens with those emotions. So he discovers a very big one. But so talk about playing the scenes with him, and kind of you're trying. It seems like you're trying to keep things cool, but part of you wants to blow up because he's very frustrating at times.
Yeah, I think if you look back, season two is where she really is just so annoyed with him almost all the time, because Alan and I have talked about this before. If we equated his age to the season, well, season one is when he's a baby. He's literally just come into the world. He's like, ooh, let me touch that. Let me do this. Let me lick this. What is this? Like, he's just touching everything. And she's just like walking around, making sure he doesn't break things. And then season two, he's like a terrible toddler. Like, he is just, now he knows enough that he can speak and he can say yes or no. And he says no a lot, or says yes to things I don't want him to say yes to. And she is so annoyed with him. And season two, it is like, not only does she not, she can't tell anybody, you know, it's like when you have, I don't know, like, you have a sibling, you can like kind of, you can complain about your parents, or when you have a coworker, you can kind of complain about your boss. Like, she has nobody. She can only complain to him.
Yeah.
And that can be really, really hard. And then she has Darcy like saying, you're lying to me over here. I mean, there's so much pressure. The season two storyline is such a pressure cooker. So it's no wonder that it sort of explodes. And then, of course, thankfully, Harry shows himself and gives Asta some relief, which I think was a real sign of love for another way that he loves her. And so now in season three, he's a teenager and he's feeling things for the first time. It's like he went through puberty. He shot straight to being in love. He got to have sex that was meaningful and beautiful and experimental, and like, he's feeling all kinds of stuff. And now, as we see in this last episode, he's feeling his first ever true heartbreak as a human alien. And man, does Asta understand that, you know? So it's, but that scene where her and Darcy are like, that is not what I taught you. You know, don't shut the door on me, young man. We talked about that with Chris, because we were like, we want to make sure that really hits, because we don't want it to seem like we're degrading him in any way, or being, you know, condescending, but right. It's a truth that comes out that really finally we're admitting, like, we are the mamas here. We're the mama bears, and you're the baby, and you don't know what you're doing. And he's just throwing a tantrum. So I loved this last episode so much for everybody, but especially as a trio, especially in that cabin scene afterwards. It's just such a testament to like what we've endured with with Harry up till now.
Lastly, I would say the thing that strikes me about this show, and you wouldn't think about it, about an alien, is there's a lot of humanity, looking at so many different aspects of humanity in this, you know, with Asta and her daughter, you know, Harry trying to discover what is being human. And then, you know, all the different characters are kind of going through their own thing, which I, in a very human way. So it really was interesting to me that way. You can comment on that. I think that was, that really hit me, you know, watching this season in particular.
Yeah. I think something that Chris has done really well is sprinkle in a bit of poetry in almost every episode about humanity. That's a great way to put it, Tony. That, you know, I think Asta says it perfectly in the pilot. Sometimes being human is alien to me. And I always said that should be on a t-shirt, and it still isn't, and I want it to be. but I think that if I were to pull out a line to the core of this show, that is what the mantra is. Being human is alien, and the alien is the most normal one in the room, even though he's so crazy and abnormal in his pursuits. But I think it's really beautiful to show the breakdown of the human experience from so many different perspectives, to see everyone from Judy to Deputy Liv to Sheriff the Mayor Ben and Ben and Kate and Max, their whole family, and now what Kate's going through in season three. You know, all these beautiful layers of such like deep, like gooey goodness of like, this is what it is. It's complex. Being human is not one straight line. In fact, it's completely windy. It's the roller coaster ride. And it's pretty funny to me, actually, when Harry says like, Earth is awful. Like being human is bad. Like, and I think about that sometimes. I think about what would it be like for another species, which they probably already are, but to witness and observe what we do to each other here on Earth and how we treat ourselves. And I don't know if they would like it. And I do think about that a lot. And I think our show, as wonderful it is, and as much as it makes you laugh, really does make you think too, at the end of the day, like, what would it be like to explain love and heartbreak to a species that's never experienced it? And to explain that that's something we do to each other and we don't always intend to, but that is part of the experience. And that's hard. That's like our American language being like, why does baloney, why is it spelled with a G? I don't understand. You know what I mean? Like there's like, our language is even so complex. It's like we have all these rules, but we don't necessarily understand why. And that is just, I don't know. I think it's such a great show to showcase how humans are truly alien.
Yeah, so. There you go. What a great way to finish.
Great
to talk to you again, Sarah. You guys are all doing a great job.
Oh, thanks, Tony. Always good to talk to you. Truly. Thanks for being with us this whole time.
Sometimes being human is alien to me. That's an interesting saying. My mantra you hear at the beginning of every episode of this podcast is really more than anything, exploring what it means to be human. Sci-fi, horror, and fantasy, and even comics are a vehicle for that. We experience the victories, the losses, love, hate, all rolled into one species. It's very fascinating. It's a journey we're all on. So it continues. Sci-Fi Talk Plus has a special offer with over 1,000 episodes, commercial-free, uncut, and even special programs. Best part about it, it's free. Click on the link in the show notes for that free lifetime access. But this will expire on May 1st, so take advantage of it now. Thanks for listening. I'm Tony Tolato.